In this bulletin, Independent Senator Steve Martin joins the Nationals. United States diplomats head to North Korea in a bid to revive peace talks, and match-fixing claims made against Australian cricketers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Tasmanian Independent Senator Steve Martin has joined the Nationals, boosting the Turnbull government's numbers in the upper house. Senator Martin was elected to federal parliament in February to replace Jackie Lambie after she resigned over dual citizenship, but then declared himself an independent. Senator Martin says he's now joined the Nationals. He says he was attracted to the Nationals for its regional credentials and denies the party has offered him any inducements to join.
Well, I haven't been negotiating with the National Party. There's no deal here. I've just felt drawn towards the National Party because of their representation in rural and regional Australia, and that really fits with Tasmania, and I think that I fit the Nationals.
Leader of the Nationals and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has likened Senator Martin to an extinct marsupial. Mr. McCormack says he'll be the first member from the party to represent Tasmania since 1927.
The last National Party member in Parliament was William McWilliams, a former Country Party leader, all the way back in 1927. So Tasmanian Tiger was last seen in 1936. So I sort of liken Steve a little bit to the Tasmanian Tiger, in as much as he's going to be an absolute tiger for regional development, an absolute tiger in there fighting for the interests of Tasmanians.
Coalition MPs have expressed disquiet about former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce's decision to give a paid television interview with his partner and new child. It's been reported Mr. Joyce and Vicky Campion, the mother of his son Sebastian, have accepted an offer of $150,000 for a sit-down interview with the Seven Network. WA Liberal Senator Dean Smith has questioned Mr. Joyce's judgment.
When you're a parliamentarian, you should be asking yourself these questions constantly. Is my conduct the conduct that's expected from the electorate? Is it the highest level of conduct?
The revelations have prompted calls for parliamentary rules to prevent politicians from conducting paid interviews. Cricket Australia Chief Executive James Sutherland says there's no credible evidence linking Australian players to corruption after claims were made in a documentary against two unknown players. The Al Jazeera program raised questions about alleged match-fixing in matches across the world, including last year's drawn test between Australia and India in Ranchi. The International Cricket Council says it's taking the claims seriously and has launched an investigation. But Cricket Australia and Test captain Tim Payne says there's no evidence any Australian players have been involved in fixing.
At this stage, it's the unsubstantiated claims and, as I said to the previous question, we're confident that none of our guys are involved in it.
To NRL and South Sydney star Greg Inglis has been named Cameron Smith's replacement as Queensland State of Origin captain. Veteran Darius Boyd and Matt Scott have been left out of the team for Game 1 in Melbourne. Coach Kevin Walters says there were no easy decisions in selecting the lineup.
We've gone with what we believe is the best team that Queensland can produce on the night. And unfortunately, there has been some players that have been left out. But again, as tough as it is, we're trying to do the right thing, what we feel by the state and by the team.
And now the weather across Australia. Possible shower in Perth, 19. Adelaide showers increasing in 20. Mostly cloudy in Melbourne and 20 degrees. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 19. Similar forecasts for Canberra, 19 degrees. Partly cloudy too in Wollongong and 20. Much the same in Sydney, 21. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 21. Possible shower in Brisbane, 23. A few showers in Cairns, 28. And Darwin, early fog, then mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News.